Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
One of the great guitar riffs from Steely Dan right there, ladies and gentlemen. That's Reeling in the Year, Stevie Dan, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me. I am the Small Business Advocate, and that's my website too, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out. Use it to your advantage. We got having a great visit with our good friend Olala Njinga, and she's the CEO of Yellowwood Group. She's the author of 37 What Were They Thinking? Moments in Marketing, and she and I are talking about values and generational issues and the workplace, and what are the values of our own companies? What are our corporate values? Olala, I think that this is a discussion that must be had in companies more and more, because I'm telling you, I believe this to be true. There are fewer and fewer differentiators in the marketplace, because everybody expects, if I'm buying from somebody, if I'm buying a product, Olala, I expect to get pretty much the same deal from eight different people,
right?
Eight different companies. Right. So how do I pick between the eight? Well, I'm looking for finer and finer, more granular reasons to rule you out and rule that one out.
Right.
And I do believe one of the final differentiators is going to be, do I align with their corporate values?
Right.
And so if you don't establish those, if you don't maintain those, if you're not consistent with them, whether I agree with you, I may not even agree with your values, but the fact that you're consistent with those values, I can deal
right.
with that. If you don't do Absolutely. That, you've lost the war already. You've lost the battle already.
You have. And that's why it's even more important in the selection process as an employer to choose people who are in alignment with the values of the business owner that the business owner considers non-negotiable.
Mm-hmm.
And so right now, if you want to get on my hot button.
And values, the values you've established for the company,
right.
your company, Olala, and that I've established
right.
for my company, those values, not when we come to work, not when we go when we leave, not when we eat, not whatever, those values are non-negotiable.
Absolutely. And so my hot button right now is this expert information coming out that strongly suggests that employers need to bend what they considered their fundamental values about who you are, how you show up, how you do things.
Charlatans.
To accommodate the new generation of the workforce, which would be the millennials.
Those people
right?
are charlatans.
Okay.
Those people are out of their minds. Those people do not listen to those people. Listen, I've had those people on the show. It's for years. I mean, I was doing this with people, with experts who were Gen X experts. I mean, before Gen Y. I mean, that's how long I've been doing this show. I mean, they were telling me,
right.
oh, Gen X, when Gen X comes on board, you know, they're not like you and me, and you're going to have to make some big adjustments. And I said, no, I'm not going to make I'm going to make adjustments where I can, but in terms
right.
of... In terms of what we're talking about now, no. And guess what?
In terms of values.
That's right.
There should be non-negotiables. And so I want to mm-hmm. share something with you that I found really interesting.
All right.
If we take a look at values, so I've read some information, and this one article in particular gave me three pieces of information I found disturbing. 71% of millennials look to their workplace coworkers to be like a second family. But 60% of millennials leave the job in 3 years or less at a cost to the employer of somewhere between $15,000 and $25,000 to replace that employee.
Right.
So I want you to think about this for a minute. If you don't have non-negotiable values, if you do not set a culture in your small business about where the line is, and you allow the impact of those values to morph your company culture by a group of people who aren't sticking around long enough to really bear the fruit, what's going to happen to your company
right.
over a 10-year period?
Well, that's true. That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
You know, I mean, there's being flexible, but you have to have a line somewhere. you know? And for people who think, okay, she's out of her mind, you know, I'm really actually not, because I'm raising those very same millennials that I'm talking about. I've raised them, you know.
Right.
My kids are grown, and I employ them, you know. So I don't have a grudge against a particular generation. My issue is, if we start losing touch with what's fundamentally important in small business, the heartland of small business is the values that people like you and I have brought into building a business from the ground up.
That's right.
If we lose that, what will happen to small business without culture and values?
Well, see, this is the same thing as a discipline discussion about with our children. You have to love your children enough to discipline them. When my kids used to get mad at me when I would really, you know, was disciplining them, I would tell them, I said, you don't like me right now, do you? No, I don't like you. I said, well, let me tell you something. Me disciplining you right now, knowing that you're so mad at me, this is me loving you more than any other time.
Right.
It's the same thing. It's the same thing you got to do with your employees, with especially the young employees. Because they don't yet know what corporate values are. They only know what their values are, and you're not trying to replace their values. You're just trying to show them that if they're going to show up and take your money and do and wait on your customers, they have to behave a certain way.
Absolutely.
Now, give us your website, please.
Sure. To check out stuff that I do personally, it's olala.com, O-L-A-L-A-H.
Yep.
We keep that separate from the company so that Olala gets to say all kinds of crazy stuff.
All right.
And the company website is yellowwoodgroup.com.
There you go. You can find out what she does there. Quick break, Tintail. We're going to talk about what should you? Are there some things that you should be more receptive to than the values? Are there negotiable things with the younger folks? Quick break, Tintail. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. Gotta have
a Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.